guys, this is Nikki Stringfield, and you're listening to That Metal Interview Podcast.
Welcome back. Hey, your friend James, all the way from the state of Texas in the U.S. of A. on the third planet from the sun, going in circles somewhere in the Milky Way. And you just heard When Daylight Dies by Heaven Below, a band that Nikki Stringfield plays in. And yes, that is our guest for this episode of That Metal Interview Podcast. We have Nikki Stringfield, the guitar great, guitar player also for the Iron Maidens. As everybody knows, one of the only all-female Iron Maiden tribute bands in the world. But I believe there's another one somewhere in Brazil, and I think there's one more somewhere, maybe. So anyways, Nikki plays with the Iron Maidens, and she has a brand new album coming out. It's coming out September 29th, so if you listen to this after that date, that means you have access to it, full access. You can download it, stream it, and of course, you should purchase it. Find Nikki Stringfield on socials. I believe it's nikki-stringfield.com, but she'll tell us the link during the conversation, and I will include it down below here on the episode so you guys can check it out and purchase her records and all that stuff, right? Merchandise and stuff. So, new record that she has by the title of Apocrypha. Isn't that a cool title? A-P-O-C-R-Y-P-H-A. Apocrypha. So anyways, let's check out a brand new song from Nikki Stringfield's brand new album, solo album that is. The song is called When the Demons Lie. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Is that rockish or what? Isn't that rock in your face all the way? And in case you didn't know, her husband, Patrick Kennison, also plays in this band, in her solo project, and I believe he is also a part of Heaven Below. And some more info for you guys. This is rock history classes here for you guys. Patrick Kennison is also the guitar player for Lita Ford, the legendary former Runaways rock and roll legend, Lita Ford. So anyways, Patrick plays with his wife, Nikki Stringfield, in her solo project on this record, Apocrypha. So anyways, let's go into the interview with the guitar great, Iron Maiden's guitarist, Davina Murray, her title in the Iron Maidens, and Nikki Stringfield. Here she is. Enjoy. First question I have for you is, where are you on the planet Earth?
Oh, right now on the planet Earth, I am in beautiful Redondo Beach, California. That's
nice.
Where I live.
So. Oh, wow, cool. How's...
Nice to have a break at home.
Right? A break from touring and jamming and your schedule, right? Yeah. How's the weather up there?
It's beautiful. It's, like 70, I think 70 degrees, sunny. It's been so nice here lately.
I'm in Texas. I'm in a horrible, horrible heat down here.
I'm from Texas. Where at?
I'm from Eagle Pass, close to San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where that is. I'm from Red Oak, which is like 45 minutes south of Dallas.
Really? Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, small world. Very cool.
Yeah. I've been hearing about all the crazy crazy weather y'all have been having.
It's horrible, right? Yeah. Real bad. So let's speak... I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Let's speak of your new album coming out, Apocrypha. Are you excited for this album?
Oh my gosh, it actually comes out on Friday the 29th, right? So it's what, four more days?
Wow.
I'm so excited. We've been working on this album for years now, and I was hoping to have it out last year, but our touring schedules were just so crazy busy, so I just had to pick a date, stuck to it, and making it all happen. So ecstatic for it to finally be out.
Before we get into the music, what's behind the title? That's a very interesting title there, Apocrypha.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So my EP was called Harmonies for the Haunted, yeah, which is a lot of work, the mouthful. So I wanted a one word album title for this one. And I kind of like weird things. I was watching, I'm a big history buff. I like alien stuff. I like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was watching, it might have been Ancient Aliens, some kind of documentary, and they were going into the Bible and how there were all of these texts that were intentionally left out of it, practically banned from the Bible, they're called the Apocrypha. And
wow,
actually quite just literally, it Apocrypha translated from Greek it means forbidden text. So I thought that was cool. So it actually translated literally means like forbidden text.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I've heard of the Book of Enoch, which has been also deleted from the Bible, right? Something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Probably part of the Apocrypha. So there's actually quite a few of them.
Wow. Very cool. I didn't know that. I learned something today.
I know. Everybody's like, how do you say that? What does that mean? And I was like, okay, this is cool.
It's very original. Yeah. I love, just by the real quick, I watch all that stuff, the History Channel stuff, the alien stuff, and the ancient, it's cool stuff. Very cool stuff.
Love that. Right now, I'm stuck on Expedition Unknown. I've been watching those like
crazy. Yeah.
I love all that kind of stuff.
Very cool show. So, what's your take on that? On it's nothing to do with music, right? So, what's your take on the alien thing? Do you think aliens have been here amongst us all these years, or do you think they still live in another planet? Or what's your take on that?
Oh, I think they've been here for forever, and I think that the more you look at ancient civilization, there's a I think it was called what was it called on Netflix? I'm gonna have to look it up. There was a documentary that was great that went and showed ancient civilizations and how they're actually way, way, way older than we all think. And so there was something here before us, not saying they never go out and say it's aliens, but I think that they helped, you know, kind of get our civilization going,
right,
in some way. It's pretty crazy. I think that has a lot to do with it. And actually, my other band, Heaven Below, will be releasing an album. And I'm in that band with my husband, and I kind of got him into all this stuff too. And we're calling that album The Majestic 12.
Oh, wow.
Which has to do with aliens and the committee that, oh, yep, there he is, that reviewed alien stuff. So
wow.
We're kind of making that a little bit of, has some stuff to do with aliens.
Yeah. For people who don't know, who is your husband? He plays with your solo band too, right? And Heaven Below?
Yeah. His name is Patrick Kinnison. He played guitar in the Union Underground.
That's
and
right.
He plays guitar for Lita Ford as well.
Oh, he played with Union Underground. Aren't they from San Antonio?
Yeah, he's from San Antonio.
Wow, small world right there.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Wow. So is he also in your solo band or?
Yep. He's actually flying home right now, and we're going to go to rehearsal later on today for the shows. He's playing guitar and doing all the backing vocals.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. Who else is in the band? Who's your live band besides your husband?
So we have Shad Wilhelm on drums, and he also plays in Heaven Below. He played the drums on the album as well. And we have Jesse Davidson playing on bass, and he's in a band called Rider Waite. So that's it. It's the four of us. So we got the two guitars, me on vocals, and drums and bass.
You got this release party at St. Rock, right? Is that the right name of the place? On September 28th, one day before your album release. Are you guys already rehearsing for that, or you haven't started yet?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Because Patrick's been on the road for the last 2 weeks, we've gotten two rehearsals in earlier this month, because we're playing, how many songs are we doing? Is it 13 songs, I think? So we split them into two groups, and tonight we're going to be drilling the whole set, and this will be the last one before the show.
Wow, must be exciting, huh? To listen to your songs at a loud volume in a room. Was that exciting the first time?
Yeah, I didn't get to do anything with my EP. I never got to play any of those songs, so it's pretty crazy to hear how they come to life. You know, in a live setting, it's so fulfilling. You know, it's no words can describe it.
How many songs from the EP are you including live?
Let's see. We're doing, I think it's three or four. We're doing 10 songs off the new album, so almost the entire album.
The whole thing, almost.
And then, yeah, almost the whole thing. And then, so it's three songs off the EP.
Nice. As far as Apocrypha, was this written by yourself? Did you do all the work, or was this written old school like the Beatles, you know, in a room? Or how is this written?
It was mostly me. It was written because, like I said, my EP Harmonies for the Haunted came out in 2019, October, and then the pandemic hit. So we were stuck at home, and we didn't really know. You know, it was a really scary time. We didn't know what was going to happen. It was chaos here in California and Los Angeles. And so I just started writing riffs, and then, you know, the lyrics are kind of inspired by all of that, the chaos, the, you know, just the insanity of the moment. And so it's kind of darker lyrically in some spots, because we didn't know what was going to happen. And so I wrote the majority of it, and then I kind of did some of the drum loops on my computer. And then once everything kind of cleared up, Patrick and Shad and I got in a studio, and I let Shad do his thing on drums, and he really, I mean, I'm no drummer. So yeah. I let him just go crazy with it. So that really brought it to life. And then Patrick added guitars to it and really spiced it all up, and he produced my vocals. And some songs I had completely written lyrically, and other ones I was kind of stuck. And so Patrick and I work really well on writing lyrics and everything together. So he did add to some of the lyrics as well.
Well, can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, thank you.
Which is your favorite track on this new album?
Oh my gosh, it changes. I really love, I think probably my favorite might be Lunacy. I love the solo. I think that's my favorite solo I've ever done. And it's different because it sounds like a more happy song in contrast to the lyrics. And so and for those that have heard the album, a lot of people are saying that's their favorite. But I will say the song Where the Demons Lie, which will be the first single, we have a video coming out for that this week. We thought that was going to be the weakest link, and then that ended up being, I think, one of the best songs on the album. and we covered Seal's Kiss from a Rose and rocked it up. So I'm really partial to that one because I've been wanting to cover that song for forever.
Are you 100% satisfied with the recording out looking back, right? Or is there something you would change if you had a chance?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know if I'll ever be 100% satisfied with anything I do because there will always be something that I think, you know, I could have sang that better, this better. I always think there's room for improvement. And I think Patrick says, you know, you can get something to like 98%. And as long as you get it there, you know, because it'll never, you know, we'll never be 100% satisfied when it comes to our art and music. I am very happy with it.
Yeah. So you mentioned Where the Demons Lie. That's the new video coming up, you said? It's coming up soon?
Yeah, out this week.
What is that about? Can you talk about that song? What are the lyrics about?
Yeah, so that one in the video, you know, I'm into horror movies and everything, so that always kind of inspires the lyrics.
Cool.
You can take it as, like, dealing with a toxic person, an addiction, just anything toxic in your life that you're battling with. And that kind of shows in the video. Okay. It's a live video with the band, and then we have this guy who's dressed as kind of a creepy demon behind me, and it's cool the way we had it. We filmed it and everything with mirrors, and kind of has like a horror movie effect in it.
Very cool. So speaking of yourself, about yourself, at what age did you start playing guitar, Nikki? Were you kind of young? Were you a teenager or maybe younger?
Yeah, I wish I would have started earlier. I was 14 when I first got serious with it. My dad's a guitar player, and my parents are both into rock and metal. So
oh, nice.
I grew up listening to it. And so I had a guitar for a while, but I started listening. I got really into Nirvana, and then that inspired me to really just pick up a tab book and learn every song in it. And that's how I really got focused on it. And then going to concerts as well. I just knew I wanted to be up on stage once I started going to concerts.
Yeah. Speaking of Nirvana, which is your favorite song from Nirvana?
Oh, I don't know if I can have a favorite.
Too many.
Love Heart-Shaped Box.
Yeah.
And the cover of Where Did You Sleep Last Night? I was just listening to them the other day, and there's every single song I just love.
Well, you're a great guitar player, and everybody's seen you play leads and stuff with the Iron Maidens and your solo stuff and this and that. Kurt Cobain was not known as much of a lead guitar player. He's more of an arranger and a composer, right? Where did you get your chops for, like, to play leads like that?
I grew up, like I said, being from south of Dallas. I loved Pantera.
Yeah.
My dad listened to AC/DC all the time. So I grew up listening to everybody. I think one of the first riffs I learned was 2 Minutes to Midnight, actually.
Nice.
But I got into Avenged Sevenfold on their Waking the Fallen album.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. And then when City of Evil came out and I picked up the CD and I listened to it in the car with my headphones, I was like, oh my God, it's a new band, you know, shredding and doing solos. So that, I was like, God, so it's kind of back and I can do that too now. And it's you know, that there's guys out there, young guys out there doing it. So just Sinister Gates really inspired me to pick it up and want to play lead and shred and everything.
So what do you practice, or do you still practice, or are you at a point where you just concentrate on your songs and the Maiden songs and this and that? Or do you practice new stuff, exercises, or what do you do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. I mean, right now I've just been drilling my songs for this show and 'cause, you know, we hadn't played them since we recorded them in the studio, which was a while ago. So it was kind of going back and relearning my own solos and picking out what harmonies Patrick and I are going to play. But, oh, yeah. If I don't sit and play, you know, pretty consistently, I feel like I just, you know, I'm not as good. Even though playing with the Maidens, it's a certain, you know, Dave Murray has a certain style that wasn't exactly what I always liked to play. I like more like sweep picking, and he's a very legato player and I'm more of a picking person.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I don't keep consistent with that, I just kind of, you know, you kind of start losing it a little bit.
Yeah.
So definitely definitely practice.
Understood. Yeah, I play some guitar here myself, local stuff, you know. So I understand all that, yeah. Dropping the ball and stop, you know, practicing. Yeah, I gotcha. So speaking of maidens, a very well-known, the only, probably the only female, all-female maiden cover band, right? Is there another another all-girl maiden band in the world that you know of?
I think so. I think there's one in Brazil, but I don't know how long they've been around. So, but okay. I don't know if we're the only one anymore, but... Yeah, we've this band has been around since, what, 2001, I think?
About 22 pretty years.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, but you've been there since, what, 12, give or take?
Uh-huh, since 2012, so, God, 11 years now.
Wow.
Time is flying.
One weird question. Of course, we're all Maiden fans, and you guys are awesome. Do you get tired of playing covers?
You know, luckily, like I said, I love Maiden, and we get to change up the set list quite a bit, so it keeps it fun, it keeps it interesting. Love the girls too, we're like family, so that really helps. But luckily I have this outlet of my own stuff, you know, so that really helps. And you know, I probably couldn't do my music if I wasn't doing the Maiden's gig, because that, so they kind of right now are going hand in hand with each other. And I also do acoustic stuff, too, and I do a bunch of acoustic cover gigs and
play
some original stuff too. So it's fun. I do a wide variety, so it keeps it...
Interesting, yeah. So which is your favorite Murray solo to play?
Probably Power Slave, because I get two of those solos in that song, and I just really love that one, the, you know, with the Egyptian feel and everything.
Yeah. Do you guys cover the Blaze era, or I've never seen you guys live, just... a couple of videos on YouTube, you know.
We do a couple of Blaze ones. Which ones do we do? Blanking on the name right now. Oh my gosh.
It's okay.
The Klansmen. Yeah.
We do
the Klansmen. I think we do another one too. Can't remember at the moment.
That's cool. It's cool. It's just a question.
Yeah.
So you guys are about to hit the road here, right, soon?
We've had a nice little break. We do Las Vegas. Not this weekend, but next. And then we'll do Northern California and Reno. And then I think after that, it's kind of, I think we do the East Coast. We do a lot of Florida, some Georgia, and then we'll be doing some Texas and Mexico City.
Oh, really? Where in Texas? Is any San Antonio close by?
Man, I wish. I don't think we're doing San Antonio. We're doing Dallas, Wichita Falls, and Houston in December.
Wow.
I don't think San Antonio this time, so I think we're hoping for early next year.
Are all the members in different cities spread across the U.S., or where are you guys located?
We're all based around Los Angeles.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're all pretty close to each other.
So you're close enough, like, for a rehearsal, you guys plan rehearsals and all that?
You know, we don't rehearse too often because we play pretty consistently. Honestly, we'll run new, you know, whenever we do new songs, we'll run them a few times at soundcheck. And we actually just did a little, we all got together yesterday and just did a new little photo shoot. So, yeah, it's luckily we're all close enough to do that.
Yeah. Who makes the set lists? Is it one person? Is there a leader there? Or does everybody pitch in ideas? And
yeah, our drummer, Linda McDonald, always does the set lists, and she keeps... I think she has every set list we've ever done so that she can make sure that every time we play a city, we do a different set.
Wow, it must be fun, huh? So many albums, so many hits.
Oh.
Wow, must be a nightmare there.
I don't know how she does it. That's to make sure the set flows well and everything. And, you know, we have the Eddie Monsters come up on stage too, so.
Yeah, I saw that. Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you get tired of traveling? I mean, the management gives you the tour dates and all that, and fly here, fly there. Do you ever get tired of that stuff, or?
You know, it's been a pretty crazy busy year. We've done 2 weeks in Australia. We did 6 weeks in Europe, opening for Accept. We did Canada. We'll be doing Mexico. So it's, and then we did one festival in Austria. We flew all the way to Austria for one festival.
Really?
It's been a really busy year with a lot of pretty intense travel. So it starts to wear on you a little bit, just because it is pretty tiring. You know, it's the plane ride, and then it's all this van, you know, we ride in a van constantly. It's not much time for rest. But I absolutely love doing it, and I couldn't imagine doing anything else. We have been with little break at home.
Right.
So not having to get on a plane for about a month has been wonderful. But then you start kind of getting a little stir crazy at home because you don't know what to do
right.
at home. I love it, and I really live for touring. So
we all watch the news and read the headlines and this and that about touring costs going up. How has that affected the Maidens or any project for that matter?
Oh, it's hard. It's pretty crazy, especially since the pandemic. I think a lot of places sold off their rental vans, and it's insane how much it costs to rent a van for one day.
Wow.
And sometimes, you know, we have to say no because it's just, we're not getting paid enough to even cover the travel expenses.
Yeah.
We want to play everywhere, and a lot of people, you know, get upset because we don't come to their town or we don't come to their part of the world, and you know, we can't do it if, you know, we can't afford it. So it's gotten really hard, especially now that I'm doing my own stuff and I'm having to, you know, pay my own way for my own shows and make sure everything is taken care of. It's made it really difficult. The price of gas out here, I just got gas yesterday in Orange County, and it was $6.15 a gallon.
Wow.
It's crazy. You know, it's like, I was like, wait, what?
What
the hell? When did this go up to $6?
$6, wow.
So, yeah, it's crazy. So, I mean, hopefully it, you know, keeps staying. Hopefully it doesn't go up too much more with the prices of flights and, you know, rentals and everything, so we can keep on doing this.
Right. Make it affordable and profitable.
Right, yeah.
Right. How many guitars do you carry on the road with Maidens, Nikki? Or is it just one guitar? Or?
I bring two. I bring, so one, my main one, and then I bring a backup for, in case, you know, somebody breaks a string. So, just two.
How about how about for your solo show or shows? What's the difference there? Do you use more guitars or maybe an acoustic, or what do you add on there?
Yeah, because for this show, my solo stuff is either in standard tuning or drop C. So pretty big difference. So I'll be having, you know, two different guitars for this one. I get to break out a guitar that I never get to play on the road because it's a one of a kind. So I'm excited to break that one out and have it as my drop C guitar.
Very cool tuning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's an off the wall question I ask my guests. Uh-huh. If you could time travel, where would you travel to, whether it's a past or future, and which year would you go to?
I would probably go to ancient Egypt during the reign of, I don't know if it would be Cleopatra or King Tut.
Wow.
Yeah. I love Egyptian stuff, and that was actually kind of what inspired Apocrypha 2. I wanted an Egyptian type theme for the album art. So, yeah, I love Egyptian history and everything. I've always had like a strong passion for that. So I would love to go back and see it, you know, when it was in its all of its glory, the pyramids and everything.
Right. It'd be interesting to check that out. Yeah. That's a cool answer. So what's next for you, Nikki? What's on your agenda here? What's coming up here? Do you have more rehearsals or what's going on?
Yep, here in a few hours, I'm picking Patrick up and we're going straight to rehearsal. And gosh, the next few days, we'll just be getting ready for this show. Gonna knock this show out. Then it's kind of back to the Maidens and really just trying to push this release. I've got two solo shows with my band in Arizona, opening for the Burning Witches in December. And I just got asked to open for John 5 in Las Vegas in January.
I saw that. Yeah, nice. So,
yeah, super, super stoked for that. So, yeah, I hope more solo shows. We're going to try to do as many of those as we can in between our other touring. And then we're going to start really working on this new Heaven Below album to get it finished.
Yeah, that was one of my questions I didn't get to. Heaven Below, what's an update on that? But there you go. Very cool. Something coming soon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A lot of it's already done. It's been me holding it up, because I've barely been home and just got to get my guitars recorded. I think Shad's already got most of the drums done. And yeah, so Majestic 12, it'll be arriving hopefully early next year.
Nice. Where can people pre-order your solo album, Nikki? Where can we find you?
If you Google, I will probably pop up for you. Okay. It should be on Nikki-Stringfield.com. I've got a ton of merch up. I've got CD. I have splatter vinyl for Harmonies for the Haunted. I'll have picture disc and gatefold coming up for Apocrypha. Got shirts. Got a ton of stuff up there for you guys.
Very cool. Before we let you go, Nikki, would you like to send a message to your fans and friends listening?
All right, thank you, guys. Thanks so much for joining me on this wild ride. I could not do it without you. And I'm just so stoked to see where this goes and see you all on the road.
Very cool. Thank you for your time, Nikki. Appreciate it. Much appreciated. Very cool person. Very cool chat. And maybe we'll see you in Texas soon.
I really hope so. I'm ready to be back in my home state.
Very cool. Keep on rocking and keep bringing the good music, Nikki. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Thank you, James.
A mighty interesting conversation there with the talent of Nikki Stringfield. So pick up Apocrypha. Check her out on the road. Support her on her socials and check out her website. The link should be at the bottom of this episode. And if it's not, remind me, write to us on That Metal Interview Podcast. Look us up on socials or just look us up on Gmail, thatmetalinterview@gmail.com. So anyways, thank you for subscribing. Thank you for liking us. Thank you for following us. Thank you for downloading, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for listening to That Metal Interview and sharing it to the rest of the world. And don't forget, this is the fastest rising rock metal podcast on the whole globe, on the third planet from the sun. Anyways, on behalf of your friend James, don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.